Good day, team members. This is Sifu Cicero, and I'm here today with my instructor, Sifu Jones. And today's topic is the 5-minute rule in chi energy. Well, how are you today, Sifu Jones?
I'm doing great. The 5-minute rule is such a weird concept to pick up for most people because for most things, you wouldn't think you could do much of anything in a 2 to 5 minute period. And yet, what we're going to teach them are these little exercises that we really want them to just start out at a 2-minute time, maybe even a minute on certain parts of it, and work it in where they can do it up to 5 minutes at a time. The first one is going to be on this collars where they're going to just work again on that from 2 to 5 minutes and practice doing just the black and white, and then they can practice the other colors. And you showed them very well on the video of how to do that. And of course, as we go on with this, we'll continue to show them and plug in these 2 to 5 minute type of exercises. Next month they got coming up is one on where we show them how to sense through closed containers. And it'll, again, just be like this 2 to 5 minute exercise that will teach them how to do it. It won't be hard for them. And down the road, they can kind of show their friends how to do weird things like that. But it's tuning in to the energy. It's tuning in to the electricity around them that they're going to do a little bit at a time. And there's all sorts of good reasons why we do it at this 5-minute rate, that we don't go past the 5-minute rate. And in the beginning, we're just only doing it for 2 minutes. You just teach your body how to do different exercises first and let them get used to doing the exercises. The main reason why you don't want to do any of the exercises in this Qi Energy Heals, where we explain that it is a 2 to 5 minute exercise, don't go over those time constraints, because we've really worked it in so that you're going to get the best side effects possible. And we know that when you pay attention and really associate in really well for just 2 to 5 minutes, you can do that very effectively. And usually past 5 minutes, your ability to focus in goes dramatically down. And by 20 minutes out, it's almost gone. And so, like a lot of the exercises that we're going to do in this energy side is really going to be a max of 20 minutes at any given one time. And with these type of exercises, they really will be only a 2 to 5 minute exercise. And we're going to teach them probably about a dozen of these 2 to 5 minute exercises that they'll add in or bring in and bring out in their routine. And maybe they'll do maybe 3 or 4 of the dozen that they all know, or we'll teach them at any one day. Maybe they'll throw in 2, 3, 4 of them at the 2-minute to 5-minute rate, and then they'll do their normal nerve fiber building exercise. And with this, it'll give them a really effective program that they start seeing benefits pretty quickly. How quickly did you start picking up on some of the ones that you started learning?
Well, let's start with the color one. It was a sensitivity that just came pretty quick, and then I just practiced on and off, and it came a little bit more and a little bit more. And before you know it, I didn't even think twice about it. And that's how I pick those colors. I don't think twice about it once I feel it. That's the best part.
Well, at first, I think you were even, when I started first teaching you how to do that pick up the colors thing, you weren't really aware that you picked up with it the way you did. I mean, most people try to tune into it in maybe some type of psychic way, or they think in other ways than you need to in order to really pick up on what a collar is about. And what we showed them is to use all the known things that they know. Like, they can tell the difference between a temperature, and they start honing down on what is the difference between these different collars, or is there a density difference? Does one feel a different pressure than the other? You start tuning in or honing down to exactly what the electrical flow out to any one particular thing that you're going to react to. By learning to hone in on that part of it, or concentrate on that, or focus down to that part, you really do learn that there's a big difference between different things, didn't you?
It was a matter of consistency. You could feel the temperature each time. It wasn't like you were feeling something different. It came across more and more and more. And so you got used to feeling temperature instead of trying to see psychically what it was or take a guess at it. Yeah, there was a tangible way to feel it, and that's building those nerve fibers. That's what did it.
By doing these on a regular basis, we're going to show them that actually learning to sense colors or sensing objects or a whole number of different type of exercises that we're going to teach them how to do, like remote viewing, learning to see what is in a room next to you, teaching that procedure of a step-by-step way of how you do that. And it's getting their mind so that it starts opening to the fact that maybe there's something more to this than first meets the eye. And really, when they start learning to concentrate more in the right areas and less in the wrong areas, that's when they really will start making significant gains in this. The main reason why we don't go over that 5 minute period at any one time with these type of techniques, when you're concentrating and you're focusing, you're putting off a lot of energy, and you tend to put a lot of heat off, or this chi or electricity stays on the hot side for the most time, and it will for the first year you do this. It takes about a year to get it down where you can make it cool anytime you want on demand, and you learn that all along the way, and we'll continually bring that up, that we're always trying to make this feel good and cool, that it doesn't hurt you, because chi has a tendency to be on the destructive side when you don't really monitor the temperature. And so we teach you early on that this is just something that you got to put into the mix, and as you do that, that you get better and better side effects from doing chi energy exercises. And it's all about relaxing right and not overloading your nerve fibers simply because you can. Every time you push real hard with any of this energy, it just overloads your own nerve fibers and hurts your own body. Now, there's a certain amount of people out there that will think, well, if I can feel it really strong in my body, then I know I'll be able to do it a lot stronger on somebody else's body. But it's not really a valid way of thinking, and you'll actually just get your own body hurt so much more. You really got to see yourself as this other entity that's inside your body. You're this spirit being, and then you want to do these energy exercises through your own body like you would if it was a baby, and you want to take energy through a baby, especially if it was a sick baby. And if you literally would take your energy through you in these type of ways, you'd be really amazed of how good you're going to get at doing these energy exercises. Like what I always tell people, when you're doing your energy exercises the right way, you don't feel it so much while you're doing the exercise itself. It's the aftermath of the exercise. What does it feel like 10 minutes after you're finished? Do you feel all puffed up, and do you feel like, wow, I feel so light, I feel so nice and easy from doing it the right way for a change, instead of saying, well, I'm going to get there as fast as I can, and I'm going to push this energy around in a hard way. Doing it that way will give you the sensations, and you will feel a lot of sensations, but they tend to cause bad side effects to come out of you, and you'll have a tendency to be over-anxious, yanged out, and we don't want you to go through bad side effects, and that's why we're going to consistently probably bring this kind of stuff up, because for some reason, when we don't, people have a tendency to have more trouble than they need to learning energy exercises. And what I've often told people, that if a little kid can learn how to do and be very good at this, you should be able to too. And it's just because we're not thinking in maybe the right way at first that causes problems like that to happen. And didn't you find that when you eased up and you started doing this in a relaxed way, that you did so much better?
I certainly did. Of course I was frustrated in the beginning, just like anybody would be. And then you just eased up and relaxed, and time after time it came faster and faster. But of course there's that level of frustration at first, and you heat up, and you can't feel anything that way. And when I cooled down, then it all came just nice.
And that kind of energy feels so much better than building with rushed energy, forced energy, tight energy. All these have a tendency to be too hot. When you're too hot, like I said, we'll do these little MP3s on what heat actually will do to your physical body and the bad things it does to everybody around you when you do energy work in the wrong way. And there are some bad side effects that we don't want you to go through. And if you're just going to take our advice up front and you do this in this good-feeling, cool way like we're saying, you're just going to have the best time and get the best side effects, and then you don't have to go through what we're saying when you can get bad side effects from energy exercises. We want everybody to always get the best side effects, and the best way to really to get the best side effects is take out the what you perceive as power and do these in these light, easy, little kid ways where it just feels good the entire time. You put on your favorite music. Next thing you know, you're just enjoying yourself. You're just moving around the energy in this nice way. And when you finished, again, about 10, 15 minutes later, you're just going to realize, wow, I feel wonderful. And that's really when you're doing this the right way. It's not feeling the sensation so much when you're doing the exercises. It's when you stop doing the exercises, are you feeling pretty good then? And if you are, then you're doing them right. Two of the nice things that you can help yourself here is never do energy exercises right after a meal. Wait at least a couple hours, let your body digest it. Or even better still, always do your energy exercises before a meal, and you'll actually start getting these energy patterns into gear better, and they'll help you digest your meals even faster than they would normally. And in other words, you'll digest it because you speed up your metabolism. They'll actually digest it in a better way, simply doing your exercises even before you do your meal. And then again, always clear your bladder, so go to the bathroom first, and you'll just be surprised that like little things like that really do enhance your training, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And I just make sure that that's all done, and then I can relax and have a good time. And then it doesn't matter to me. I'm right there having a great time doing the exercise.
The main thing on these 2 to 5 minute exercises is getting their minds right so that they're expecting the right type of things. And your mind expectation has a whole lot to do with the way that this energy will start coming out for you. And if you just think in your mind that you don't have to feel this in such a powerful way right now, but you're just going to go through the motions and go through the routine on this just nice and easy kill. You just go through the procedure. And in about 30 days for most people who do this regularly, and they throw in maybe a 15, 20-minute exercise where they would do maybe 15, 20 minutes, their fiber-building exercise and moving around the blood flow so much better, they'll start seeing that the pickup of energy will be there. And it really does pick up your emotions at first. And so when you're doing this in the right way, you're getting yourself in a good mood, that's what will be amplified, and that's what we do want to be amplified, is a good mood, not a bad mood. So again, don't do your exercises where you're not in the right frame of mind. Get in the right frame of mind, take the time, the 5 minutes it takes to get in the right frame of mind, and then do the exercises. A lot of people will do their nerve fiber building exercise first, and then they'll do these little 2 to 5 minute exercises that we'll have for them coming up. Down the road, we'll give them the exercises they need that are going to be so much stronger than these. They got to get used to tune in to this part of the program where they're tuning into the energy itself and getting to move it around. And then we'll actually teach them, as they stay in it longer and longer, so much more powerful exercises than these. It's crazy to overload their nerve fibers when they haven't built them up yet. And this one is such a great one at learning to build them up for the first time, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's the best. I always go back to my golf game. I could never get that swing to really hit the sweet spot all the time, and I just relaxed into it. And when I relaxed into it, I could feel something I didn't feel in the other swings. That's when it started happening. I started getting that sensitivity, and I grew patience because I wanted to feel that more and more, and it became more real and more real, and it was on the sweet spot every time. But it wasn't until I relaxed and started fine-tuning into it, just like the colors, same thing. That's how it happened. The sensitivity is there. You just got to be patient and fine-tune into it. It's absolutely there.
Well, what they're going to find out, if they want to get really to the top levels in this chi, is from relaxing the right way and tuning in the right ways. You can do this in a yang way where it's tight and you're trying to put this muscle into it. You're never going to get any good with this particular method, and it would normally just bring out all these bad side effects when you do it that way. So don't make yourself anxious from doing these type of exercise, but make them relaxing and so that you can get into them the right way. You're only doing them for 2 to 5 minutes so that you can have a lot of fun doing these little things. And down the road, you'll be able to show your friends, like, kind of dazzle them, like, oh, wow, look, check this out. I can do this. And that's kind of a cool thing and a cool feedback that you're actually going someplace with this energy and it's actually getting you better. But that's the main thing I wanted to go over, that particular topic, that these are going to be 2 to 5 minute exercises that they're going to do just for those 2 to 5 minutes. We don't want them to do them for 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes. You know, I've had instructors in the past that have done them that way and students in the past that do them in the wrong way, and everybody just gets really bad side effects from doing things, especially energy exercises the wrong way. And we really want to get them the best side effects possible. And as they get the best side effects out of their chi, everything in their life will improve. And we'll go over other topics like the law of attraction, of why that kicks in such a better way from this method of doing training than it would in other methods because of the things they're leaving out. And we're going to show them how to put them in. And this is actually getting them on that right starting place where if they just learn from the first start, the first month, to get down to this good feeling, cool side, to use the cool energy, get into a good mood first, and they're building their energy in this right way, these 2 to 5 minute exercises are going to totally improve the way their chi will work. That's what I wanted to go over tonight. Thank you.